Welcome to Forging a Life podcast with Coach Christine Clark. Forging a Life is a SunGlow Transformation production aired on Transformation Talk Radio and all your favorite podcast platforms. If you own a business, have a side hustle, desire to make the leap into self-employment, or just love human interest stories, Forging a Life podcast is for you. Christine Clark is an internationally certified transformational life coach. She is the coach for your entrepreneurial life, and these are her people. Jump into the fire with those forging success on their own terms with courage, tenacity, and resilience. These are men and women you could easily meet on the street in your own community. Gain wisdom, insight, knowledge, and inspiration each episode as these business owners get transparent with Coach Christine Clark, sharing their passions, challenges, and origin stories. This is Forging a Life.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and this is another episode of Forging a Life podcast. Today, my guest is Cindy Schmidt. She is a certified Master Jungian coach, a certified mindfulness teacher, and a women's health physical therapist. Cindy comes from Durango, Colorado, and I am absolutely delighted to have you here with me today, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure.
Yeah. You have done some really incredible things, and just tell people a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Sure. So my endeavor now and my passion and my love is I am a certified Jungian life coach. And what that means is it's really a deeper level of life coaching where you're doing that inner work and I'm that guide for you through that work. And it blends the psychology of Carl Jung with Eastern philosophies and neuroscience into a coaching model. So those are really three of my big passions: psychology, mindfulness, meditation, Eastern philosophy. And as a physical therapist, just that brain neuroscience has always fascinated me.
Yeah, that is so cool. That is so cool. When you think back, when did you have the first clues that this might be where you ended up?
You know, it's funny. I feel a little bit like I've come full circle, and it's been a long path. I became a physical therapist over 23 years ago. And at that time, I actually almost went the route of psychology instead of physical therapy. I actually have a minor in psychology. So that's actually been a love of mine for many, many years. And, you know, when I went into physical therapy, it's a fairly conventional medical model. And I've loved it. And I've always been a seeker, you know, and we come upon seeking different avenues as we're going through our own hardships, right? So my first experience that really moved me into looking for something a little deeper was when I was going through my own kind of medical crisis, diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And then shortly after going through a divorce, and that really moved me onto the path of looking for some relief of just anxiety and, you know, that ruminating mind we all have. So that kind of started my path into the Eastern philosophies and Buddhism and meditation and mindfulness. And then I love to learn. I would be in school full time if I could. And so I also got my certification as a yoga instructor. I'm a Reiki master. I was really looking for all these different paths. And eventually, many years later, I was able to start my own physical therapy practice, which is a little bit outside the box. It definitely incorporates all those more holistic practices. I began to do a focus in women's health, and it's really more of a blend of what all my passions and all my loves. And then COVID hit, and like for many of us, I had some extra time on my hands, and I was looking for ways to be able to reach people online. And I was really thinking I might go into like women's health coaching. That's a real passion for me. But then I found the Creative Mind University, and that's the program that is the life coaching that blends the psychology of Carl Jung, Eastern philosophy, and neuroscience. And when I found that, I was like, oh, this is it. This is that missing piece that I've kind of been looking for. And I truly, fully just dove in head first. Yeah. And I haven't really looked back. So now I'm in that process of continuing to build that coaching practice, still running my physical therapy practice and trying to find the balance in there.
Yeah. I love that when you found that thing that meant all, you know, hit all the markers for you. It's like, ah, this is it. And you dove in.
Yes.
Yeah. And kudos to you to dive in. Have that total change of trajectory. That's fun.
Thank you.
You've done some big moves, and I want to talk about, or have you talked to us about, like transition number one, where you were a physical therapist and then chose to open your own practice, because that's a leap. That's a shift. That's a huge shift. Just tell us a little bit about that choice and what motivated you to step into entrepreneurship.
Yeah, it was a big shift, and it wasn't without its challenges and its rewards. I had, you know, worked for corporations, hospitals, different facilities for many, many years. And it was great in many ways. And I valued the work I did and the clients I worked with. And I just wanted to work in a different model, a model where I could really spend more time with my client. I could incorporate these holistic practices. I wasn't dictated by insurance or other factors on how I treated or how much time I spent with a client. And so that was really the driving factor in creating my own practice. And so it's, like I said, it's a bit outside of the box. And it's also cash-based, so we don't bill insurance. And so that allows us to be able to treat the way we want, spend the time we want with clients. Not that there isn't a place for insurance, but it just wasn't the model I wanted to work in.
Yeah. So you said out of the box a couple of different times. So what's your thumbprint? What is unique about your physical therapy practice?
I think what's most unique is the relationships we are able to foster with our clients, because we have more time to spend with them. We're actually able to listen to their whole story. We're actually able to really get to know them on a deeper level and offer deeper services such as mindfulness, meditation, yoga, Reiki, to where we're treating the whole person. It's not that we're treating this body part. We want to treat the whole person. And I think that's what's really unique about our practice.
Yeah. Tell me about listening to somebody's whole story.
Well, I think a lot of it is just giving the space for the person to feel not rushed, you know, to feel that someone is truly listening and wants to hear what they have to say. And not that, you know, the practitioners in the conventional model don't want to, but they're just not given the time to.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that time and allow the client to really have that space to speak, it's amazing what they will share with you, and especially when they feel that they're in that safe container. And it's just really asking questions and asking the right questions, and just to keep asking questions, to keep pulling, you know, that information out of the person. And I find it the same in coaching. It's
right.
Really about asking the right questions. Yes. And listening.
As you're explaining, giving them the safe space, allowing them to talk, asking questions to have them elaborate and pull it out. It's like in my mind, like, you've been coaching. Yeah, before your certification as a physical therapist, that was your model. Yeah, you're coaching people. You're allowing the client to find their own solutions just by drawing it out. Can you give us an example of listening and having that safe space for somebody where something surfaced that was like, oh, that's like key to what's going on with them?
Well, specifically, you know, I think about the women I work with in the women's health realm. And just in that realm, it's really so important to have that safe container and for the person to feel like they can open up and share, because often they've had no one to talk to about certain, you know, very intimate subjects that are difficult to speak to someone about. And I'm always amazed at the courage and the vulnerability of the women that come in to see me. You know, they've just met me. And yet, given that time and space, they feel comfortable to open up. And just getting that information, you can know a lot of what that client needs without even putting your hands on them. And so it's, again, it kind of relates back to that coaching model is, you're right, I feel like I've been coaching for years. It just wasn't called that.
Right.
So now I think that's why it was kind of natural for me to move into that, you know, more of a coaching model and to be able to offer that to people specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. You talked about having the two physical therapists that are in your practice, allowing for the room for you to grow in your Jungian coaching. Talk to me about this transition, number two, into Jungian coaching.
You know, I had so much excitement around it. And like I said, I just dove in and I loved the material. I loved what I was learning and then putting it into practice. I think it really helped me to have already opened one business and been doing that for over 7 years before I started doing the coaching, because I had learned a lot that first time around just through trial and error and making a lot of mistakes. Right. And learning from those mistakes.
Yeah.
And so that actually made it a little bit easier the second time around. And I had the ability to let go of that control a little bit more. I'm still working on that.
That's a lifelong one.
Yeah. But also to, you know, have more courage and just putting myself out there and and just doing it and just, you know, learning as I went. And then I really have to honor, you know, my clients. That's who I learn from the most. And it's amazing. Like every time I coach, they are bringing, you know, things to me that are just so beneficial for me to learn as well. You know, sometimes I'm saying something to somebody and I'm like, oh, well, I need to hear that too.
Right. Yeah. I love that aspect of coaching, because as you're coaching other people, you are also, you're like, oh, this one's for me too. Yeah. Yeah. I love that self-growth that comes with just because of what the territory is and what it's asking of you. I did direct sales for 25 years and then made my transition into coaching. Same kind of thing. This transition into coaching was so much smoother than when I was doing the direct sales. Direct sales gave me all my hard knocks, all my errors, all the angst and up and down. And really, when I started plugging into coaching for myself, helping me myself deal with my own issues, anxieties, getting past my own blocks, I was up leveling my business And the seed was planted. It's like, I think this is great. It's like, I want more. I think I want to do this. But yeah, for me, the transition, two different things. I had all the hard knocks from the first business. So the second business was easier to take off. And two, in the life coaching, there is a passion and an integral piece that wasn't there before in my other business for me. That's my story. I am doing what I was meant to do, what I've been training to do my whole life as a life coach now. And yeah, that second time around, you don't have to do some of the stuff because you learn first. Right.
And I can really relate to that. All of those years prior were really getting me ready for this new endeavor. And not that I didn't love what I was doing, but it just wasn't quite on mark like the coaching is, where it's blending all those aspects. And it really was, I was learning so much along the way that I can now bring into my coaching. And that's been so beneficial.
Yeah, you have all that experience bringing that forward. Blends a level of surety. I mean, as a Jungian coach, are you mostly coaching women or?
Not exclusively. I do have some men as clients, and mm-hmm. I actually have some couples as clients as well. But I'd say my main clientele are women and professional women who, similar to me, you know, have been, you know, doing great work over the years, but they're at that phase in their life where they're like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? What is my true purpose? What do I really want the rest of my life to look like? And that might be, you know, work-wise, relationship-wise. But I think, you know, we often coach those that are similar to our own path because we can relate to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I do love working with men also, and I really enjoy working with couples. That's been quite fun as well.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that Jungian coaching and, you know, working with couples.
So I've done it both ways. I've had one client who her husband saw such a shift in her that he got curious about the work. And then he became a client on his own, which is really great because now they have common language and experience to be able to talk through things. And I've also done it where it's working with a couple at the same time. I'm just always very clear that, you know, what the guidelines are, that we're not talking about the other couple or trying to change the other person. It's really our own inner work and how changing ourselves is going to change the relationship with the other person. And I'm also very clear that it's not a therapy. It's a whole different model of there's nothing wrong or broken in the person. It's purely looking at potential and growth and where do you want to move towards versus trying to heal something.
Right.
And not that therapy certainly has its place, but I think there are a lot of people actually in therapy that might just need coaching.
Well, I think everybody should be coached. Everybody should have coaching. It is a little bit different aspect. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you love most about Jungian coaching?
Wow, that's a good question. What do I love most about Jungian coaching? Really, I think it's working with the clients and being able to see their transformation. And I, you know, like we were talking about, it's really about asking the right questions. And I don't have the answers for them. They have the answers. And if you ask the right question, I love seeing that aha, like when they kind of have that epiphany on their own. I'm not telling them anything they don't already know, but it's just tapping into that unconscious mind and that wisdom that they have within themselves they haven't been able to tap into yet.
Right. Yeah. It's powerful and it's simple in a way. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of a client I was with yesterday, and the question she was posing seemed on the surface like unanswerable. But we did some strategies and had her drop down into herself and reconnect with her little girl. And that interaction really clarified everything. It was just reconnecting to that person that she wants to be again. And then, is that worth fighting for? If it is, great. And it is for her. Mm-hmm. It's like, so all these other questions that seem so complicated really came very simply once we tapped into that piece that allowed her to have a shift of that perspective. Like, yeah, these changes you want to make, you can make these. And you're honoring yourself in the process.
Right. I think that's the most beautiful thing, is watching someone step into their own power.
Yeah.
And then seeing the shifts they make in that external world. That makes it all worth it.
Yeah. Those are the heart ones. Like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What does the future look like?
Gosh, so much. I have ideas all the time. That's the hard part, is so many ideas. How do I implement them all?
Right.
But right now it's really just growing my coaching practice. Being able to create some new programs, some new ideas, and bringing into it some creativity for the clients, that they might be able to work through different creative processes in order to move through the coaching. So I have ideas on different programs there. My partner, Brad, he is a financial life planning coach. And that particular program really brings in some more holistic pieces as well. And really looking at, the couple, the person, where they want to go in their lives, how to make that happen, not just money-wise, but just their vision. And so he and I have talked about in the future possibly creating something together that could really work with couples on, two of the big main topics couples have issues with are intimacy and money.
So right. Those are the. Right. If you look at, why people get stressed out about, why people divorce, why money and intimacy. It's like, right? those are the two.
And so that is our, down the road goal, is to create something to address those two things with couples. And what that looks like yet, we're not sure, but I think it's going to be fun to work together on that and create that.
I think that is huge, Cindy, because I know there's a lot of organizations and workshops and retreats for couples, mm-hmm. to work on the communication and the intimacy and, the love. And there's a lot of training and workshops and things you can do that are all about managing the financial side of your life. I don't think there's anywhere they bring the two together. And I just think that would be incredibly powerful and amazing for people to work on both, mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah, you're learning so much about yourself, but also about your partner, and then about you as a couple.
Right.
And I think it helps that, Brad and I are bringing this together as a couple. Right. We go through these things ourselves and have, you know, worked through them. So we're coming at firsthand experience as a couple, in addition to each being a coach in our own realm.
Yeah. And that just adds a level of authenticity to what you would bring to people. I would hope that the two of you would pursue that, figure out how to, you know, what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And I think that that could help so many people.
Thank you. We definitely plan on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? What else do you want to share if people are looking either at entrepreneurship or taking the leap or stepping into coaching? You know, what would you tell them?
Well, this is going to sound self-serving, but get a coach.
No, like I'm with you. Right.
Yeah. Like you said, that really has been transformational for me. And when you're working with those unconscious blocks with the unconscious mind, you really can't see it yourself. You need that guide and that mirror to be able to help you get to that next level. And that person really is doing that work themselves, but I'm just the guide to help keep you on track, keep accountability, ask those right questions that are going to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The mind holds the solutions to its own block, but mm-hmm. it takes that outside catalyst for the mind to access or for the body to access that.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
Not that I can think of offhand. This has been lovely. I really appreciate your thoughtful questions.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just think you're amazing, Cindy. I love just where you come from when you stepped into your own physical therapy practice, the mindfulness, the wellness. It's exciting to find that coaching construct that is you and matches you so that you're taking off on that. So how can people get a hold of you if they want to connect? What's the best way?
The best way would be my website, which is wildnewway.com. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook under that name as well. My email is simple. It's cindy@wildnewway.com. So I do offer a free 45-minute clarity consultation for anyone curious about the work, so they can really ask any questions they might have, get to know how I work, and get a little taste of what the work is like as well.
Beautiful. Nice. Having a good fit between the coach and client is important. And it's nice that you offer that for people to be able to just, like you said, find out a little bit. And then you'll know by the end of 45 minutes, you'll know.
That's right.
Is this something for me? Is this the person that I want to step in and work with? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good deal. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. Absolutely appreciate having you on. And I can't wait to share this with everybody.
Well, thank you. This has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
This is Coach Christine Clark. This has been Forging Life Podcast. My guest today is Cindy Schmidt. She is a certified master Jungian coach, certified mindfulness teacher, and a women's health physical therapist. You can find Cindy at her website, wildnewway.com. She is also on Instagram and Facebook under Wild New Way. And you can reach her by email, cindy@wildnewway.com.